DFW Airport is about to take a much closer look at its passengers. A new body scan screener is being put into place, but some say what it sees is a little too revealing. Jack Fink live for us tonight at the airport to give us a closer look at this. Jack?
Doug, they started using two body scanning machines here at the International Terminal 2 days ago. They'll officially be launched on Friday. And while some passengers raised privacy concerns, most we spoke with say safety first.
Melanie Martin flies about twice a month. She's not comfortable with the new body scanning machines installed at DFW Airport and others across the country. The devices reveal your body's intimate parts. We've shaded these pictures off TSA's website.
I think it's kind of creepy.
Why?
Well, it's an invasion of privacy.
But TSA says it's taken your privacy into consideration. Even though the screener can see your body when you go through the machines, your face is shaded, so the screener cannot identify you. And because of that, the screener doesn't have to be the same sex as the passenger being screened. Once the image is taken, TSA says it cannot be stored. One screener is in a room out of the public's view.
I have an issue with that. I think safety has to come first and foremost.
TSA says the machines give off harmless millimeter waves. They can detect concealed weapons, bombs, and other explosives. Past surprise government inspections have shown screeners have repeatedly failed to catch explosives and weapons.
I have no problem with them doing what they need to do to keep us safe while we're flying, so I have no problems with it.
TSA says the machines will be used as a secondary screening at some airports and at random at DFW. The machines are optional. Passengers can still choose a traditional pat-down. And TSA says most choose the machines.
I think it's less invasive than somebody having to touch you to pat you down, so I would prefer it.
And again, TSA says these machines are safe to your body. In fact, they say it gives off a lot less energy than even your cell phone. Live at DFW International Airport, Jack Fink, CBS 11.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The criminals that run the world government are going for broke. They're wildly destroying all liberty. Police checkpoints, federally funded, suck blood out of your veins on dark highways in the middle of the night at warrantless checkpoints. Body scanners that give you a total 360 view of your naked body, your genitalia, and all details. They make the sick joke of, don't worry, we blur your face out, and they lie and say they don't save it. I have the company data. They record it all onto hard drives. This is the humiliation. I have stacks of news. We Are Change, people being arrested, detained, people being grabbed in downtown Denver for handing out DVDs. The police say you're not allowed to hand these DVDs out. Wall-to-wall insanity, ladies and gentlemen. We have a huge broadcast lined up for you on this Friday edition. Dennis Kucinich, who introduced 35 articles of impeachment, will be joining us in T-minus 30 minutes. We've got Keith Byrne fighting the EU expansion into Ireland. Looks like it's neck and neck. The news is saying it may have failed. We won't know for the next 4 or 5 hours, but by the end of the show, we should know. We have 4 hours ahead of us. Barbara Lowe Fisher, president of the National Vaccine Information Center, will come on and talk about the basics and how the government admits that mercury caused brain damage in millions of American children. Meanwhile, the media viciously attacks Charlie Sheen, saying he's crazy, that he's trying to get injunctions against his wife, his ex-wife, vaccinating his children. Ralph Nader scheduled to be joining us, Green Party presidential candidate. We've got Michael Reagan calling for the murder, the firing squad death of Mark Dice, for calling for giving 9/11 truth DVDs to troops. And then we have David Edwards popping in as well. This is the ultra-massive Friday broadcast that we have lined up for you with tons of incredibly important news like this headline, Central Bank Body Warns of Great Depression. Families face 1,000-pound bedroom tax before councils get permission for people to extend their homes under new rules under greenhouse gas emission. Lack of sun activity could bring new ice age reported. Airport scanners to go on the streets as well. It is all coming up. Very important broadcast lined up for you on this Friday edition. Again, Dennis Kucinich to be joining us coming up. Very important show. For everybody you know, tell them to tune in now. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs. From bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
From Canada to the United States, We Are Change is being arrested for handing out DVDs on street corners, for talking. It's just incredible. Tyranny everywhere is exploding, growing out of control. Lawlessness by government. I mean, this morning I was reminded by the London Guardian article where John McCain publicly went to England, met at the Rothschilds' house, raised hundreds of thousands of dollars illegally. The law is clear. It's illegal to take money from foreigners, much less have fundraisers on foreign soils. And McCain just said, so what? There's nothing you can do about it. I mean, that's what I mean. The government is just insane. It just does whatever it wants. And then at the start of the show, I played this newscast out of Dallas where they just calmly announce that airports all over the country now, they are going to send, just through domestic flights as well, 214 of these scanners, every major airport, and that's it. I'm not going to go through one. I'm not. I mean, I told you about this 5 years ago. They put them in four airports, and it shows a total color image. I mean, you are naked. And then that they have that psychological warfare piece. You can analyze each part of it about, don't worry, we blur your face out. Don't worry, we're not recording it. When they are recording it onto a hard drive. And they're going to march you through. And then they have all these sheepish-like people sitting there saying, oh, I like it. Oh, it's good. Oh, safety comes first. When the metal detectors would, quote, pick up guns or weapons. when we know the terrorism is being staged by the government, the vast majority of it? And then now they're announcing that in the U.S. and England, they're going to have mobile scan trucks and feed citizens on the side of the street through them. And they're announcing they're going to have metal detectors in shopping malls and random, and they're taking blood at random checkpoints. It is driving me completely insane. I want to play this little two-minute news clip again, and I want to stop it and comment as we play it. Here it is.
DFW Airport is about to take a much closer look at its passengers. A new body scan screener is being put into place, but some say what it sees is a little too revealing.
All right, stop there. Some say what it sees is a little too revealing, a color image of your genitalia, of a woman's breast. This is a strip search. And the federal government says they want to replace all the major scanners to where you will not just have the metal detector around your bags. Now, all of us, when they're done, within 2 years, according to their timetable, they will make everyone go through this. That's it. I'm not flying. Meanwhile, all of the commercial aviation, all the private aviation, they just drive up, pull in, walk in, get on their plane, and go. This is training you how to be a slave. And then they say, don't worry, we blur your face out. And then it shows it on the news, and you can see, they even show you the video, the scan, and you can, they have to blur out the genitals. And it says, don't worry, only the staff sees it. And then it says they don't know who's in the scanner when you walk into it right in front of them, and it shows it on the news. That's kind of like when HEB started putting thumb scanners in at the self-checkout lanes in some stores and then got rid of service checkout altogether, so you had to go through it. And they said, don't worry, it's not your thumbprint that they match with the driver's license here in the state under federal rules. They said, no, it's a group of numbers. Well, that's a sick joke. Yes, they reconfigure the numbers for the image. A digital photo is zeros and ones, but you configure it and put it back together, and it's a photo. I mean, it's just endless lying. This is a government that tells you it's the law, you've got to take vaccines when there's no law. It's gone rogue. Back to the tape.
Jack Fink live for us tonight at the airport to give us a closer look at this. Jack?
Doug, they started using two body scanning machines here at the International Terminal 2 days ago. They'll officially be launched on Friday. And while some passengers raised privacy concerns, most we spoke with say, safety first.
Melanie Martin flies about twice a month. She's not comfortable with the new body scanning machines installed at DFW Airport and others across the country. The devices reveal your body's intimate parts. We've shaded these pictures off TSA's website.
I think it's kind of creepy.
Why?
Well, it's an invasion of privacy.
But TSA says it's taken your privacy into consideration. Even though the screener can see your body when you go through the machines, your face is shaded, so the screener cannot identify you.
All right, stop that. That is another sick joke. As if there wasn't a weapon or something, as if they wouldn't identify who you were. Just a bald-faced lie, like saying we don't take your thumbprint, we just scan your thumbprint. And then saying we cover your face, and then right there on the news, you can see the genitals. You can see a male and a female, and you can see their genitals. Now, when they first announced this 5 years ago in 2002 and put them in four airports, I remember CBS News, and I went and pulled up the companies, big defense contractors put out several different models, and it showed it. And they bragged that it's an even clearer image than the human eye normally picks up because it even shows all of your pores. And it said that they record it. And then now, for fitting stores, they basically put the same system in, so you get the ultimate suit fit and a bunch of different high-end clothing lines. You go in and it biometrically scans you. That's how detailed it is. They use it to give you a super fit with a suit because it fits your body, and then the computer calculates how to do it. It is just so incredible. Do you understand, ladies and gentlemen, that they say in Army documents that are in my book, Descent to Tyranny, and that we've covered here, that they are going to do this by degree to prepare you for invasive procedures? This is to prepare you for medical procedures. If they can invasively scan your naked body, if they can invasively take your blood on the side of a moonlit street, if they can invasively try to tell you got to take vaccines, they can do it all. That's what national health care is about. Back to the tape.
And because of that, the screener doesn't have to be the same sex as the passenger being screened. Once the image is taken, TSA says it cannot be stored. One screener is in a room out of the public's view.
I have an issue with that. I think safety has to come first and foremost.
TSA says the machines give off harmless millimeter waves.
Now, let's stop there. See, they make it about safety and about, oh, it's harmless millimeter waves. By the way, it is a sonar slash radar, but they describe the technology as a sonar because it's meant to go through solid things and it's hitting your body. Now, understand, it goes around you and gives them a 360 biometric scan, and they are saving it, and it is attached to your name. Now, they're talking about putting them in schools next and on the streets. In fact, I have articles today. In fact, let me just get to the article here because I'm mentioning this now. Listen to this. Scanners that see through clothing installed in U.S. airports, AFP. Here's one out of CNN, AP. Airport-style scanners on London streets. Now, 2 years ago in London, they have mobile trucks. Last time I saw, there were 22 of them. And they randomly drive around, and they randomly make people, they order you, and the people submit, and they walk through it, and they go into a truck, and then it scans them inside. They also said that they make clubgoers now all over England and Germany take a DNA swab of their cheek tissue as authorization to go in a bar. If you say no, they tackle you and arrest you. That was in the news 1 month ago. I'm not kidding. We can play the clip. We did play. I mean, it's just off the charts. This is worse than anything 1984 ever thought of. Hundreds of school districts that we know of have cameras in the bathrooms, in the stalls, videotaping urination and defecation in school showers. That was in Tennessee, and they wire it in from Sacramento, Tennessee, to Dallas, Texas, into the police department live time. Your children are prisoners. And that guy sitting there saying, I have a problem with that. I have a problem with people not liking this. Safety comes first. You cowardly wimps. Do you understand the greatest danger to you is the government throughout history, is elites, because they can use government to take everything you've got, to use you as slaves, to use you as military cannon fodder with a draft. What is your problem? Don't you understand? Folks, here's some of the other news I have in front of me today. I'm totally blown away by this clip we're going to play later of Michael Reagan, the fake conservative, the pimp of the establishment, the poser. And this is on the heels of We Are Change Colorado being handcuffed, having their DVDs grabbed, being ticketed for being in downtown Denver, handing out DVDs. The police come over and say, hey, other street people are allowed to dance, play music. He's saying, well, they're playing music and dancing. I'm just walking on the street handing out free DVDs politely. And the cop said, I'm saying you can't do it. Now get up against the wall, I'm putting you in handcuffs. Another guy in Canada was outside an event that Colin Powell was at. And they were there protesting on the city sidewalk, and the police arrested them and said, this is trespassing. For video, I mean, we can't come out and videotape on the outside of an event now, folks. People go to jail for handing out Ron Paul videos. Do you understand how dark it is, how far down the line we are, how late it is, how serious it is? People say, well, what are your solutions? Folks, I can't even get the general public to believe this is going on, much less, quote, solutions. I don't know. What are the solutions? It's not my job to do everything here. I can't handle it anymore. Oh, my God, our whole future is destroyed here. McCain goes and has illegal fundraisers, each action a felony, and they just say, I don't care if it's illegal. I have the articles. He doesn't even deny it. They're lawless criminals. They're going for broke. They lie about everything. They just engage in every crime you can imagine. And don't you tell me I'm being partisan. It isn't about it. Obama's evil. McCain's evil. They're all puppets. I'm saying the government is completely out of control. The only reason they're so lawless is because that means they're going for broke, folks. That's why they don't care now. They're planning some bad stuff. I'm telling you. They're going to release bird flu. They're going to nuke major cities. I'm telling you. Unless we get the word out, folks, it's over. Okay? We're going into camps. Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta Engine Treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta Fuel System Treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1. Or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Ted Anderson from Midas, June 13, 2008. Gold, $866.90. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for $892.40, $439.65 for half, $219.83 for quarter. That's $892.40, $439.65, and $219.83.
On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you're a chocolate lover, then now you can use chocolate to get the healthy body you've always wanted. Introducing Coco Pure Chocolate Tea, the most innovative health drink ever, with ingredients connected to a stronger immune system, a healthier heart, and more beautiful skin. Here's nutritional expert Dr. Alex Duarte.
Coco Pure Chocolate Tea blends the nutrition of concentrated cocoa with natural green tea and an extract from red wine. This makes it a triple action supplement with more antioxidant value than most fruits and vegetables. It has a natural energy booster, digestive health boosters, and much more. Best of all, this is probably the most delicious supplement that you're ever going to taste.
Today, you can try Coco Pure Chocolate Tea risk-free. If you don't think this is the most delicious way to get healthy, you can return the empty bottle for your money back. To try Coco Pure, call 1-800-457-9914. Coco Pure will help get your health back on track. Call 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914.
We have the police in Denver walking up to We Are Change. It's up on InfoWars.com and saying, you're not allowed to hand out DVDs. And they said, but we're not peddling. And he said, doesn't matter. You're not allowed. There's no First Amendment. And they just put him in handcuffs. Now, here is Michael Reagan. And he's talking about Mark Dice. And Mark's joining us in a couple hours to talk about this. Mailing out, telling listeners to mail out my film, Terror Storm, and others. Loose Change Final Cut, to the troops in Iraq. They request people send them letters and things. We're going to send it to them. And this is what Michael Reagan, a phony conservative, the people that have neutralized conservatives, until it's probably too late for the country and allow the government to grow three times what it was, and that are attacking savagely the Bill of Rights and Constitution because they're treasonous pieces of filth. And then they call us enemies of the Republic when they are pure enemies of the Republic. Here it is.
My dad and my mom never got... Anyway, you're waiting for a mail call, and hopefully you get one. Well, what's going to be going on mail call is a little bit different now. They're going to be getting mail, but they're not going to be care packages. There is a group that's sending letters to our troops in Iraq and DVDs claiming 9/11 was an inside job.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And that they should rethink why they're fighting. Man, who, they ought to take these... Excuse me, folks. I'm going to say this. We ought to find the people who are doing this, take them out, and shoot them. Really. Just find the people who are sending those letters to our troops to demoralize our troops and do what they're doing. You take them out. They are traitors to this country, and shoot them. You have a problem with that? Deal with it. But anybody who would do that doesn't deserve to live. You shoot them. You call them traitors, that's what they are, and you shoot them dead. I'll pay for the bullet. Mark Dice, the founder of The Resistance, which he calls a media watchdog group, says that the U.S. government was responsible for the September 11th terrorist attacks and that the armed forces should know it. People want the facts. The Marines are hungry for the truth. What got them there in Iraq? Why are they risking their lives? And we're going to help them understand that. So he's going to send letters and declassified government documents that he says can prove the government's responsibility for the terrorist attacks that killed nearly 3,000 people. And he's urging others to do the same. Now, Captain Pete Hegseth, Executive Director of Vets for Freedom, you ought to get him on too, Brett.
I'm on it.
Says, you know something? These are going to end up in the trash, or they're going to end up...
No, they're not. All right, that's enough of him. There you go, folks. We are confronting Bilderberg at point-blank range in the info war. We are doing things here that are getting us death-threatened on more than 200 radio stations by that traitor you just heard. No, sir. We have Operation Northwoods. We have Operation Gladio. We have Operation Ajax. They are declassified. Library of Congress, you little bastard. And we are going to put them out, and you're not going to stop us defending this republic. You're not going to get our guns. You're not going to get rid of our borders. You're not going to get your greenhouse tax. You and your fake Republicans that open the door for all of this to happen, you and your little traitorous Democrats who you work with, it's over. We don't care what happens to us anymore. Have you figured it out? We are committed 110%, and it's going to get nasty, folks. Some of their nutcases have already been calling up death threatened Mark big time. He didn't want that talked about, but I'm saying it. Saying they're going to come and kill him. Okay, all sorts of stuff has been going on, and I get it all the time, and my family gets it, and they threaten to murder my children. You are traitors, and I bet you bastards don't want us to have a trial either, just like you've been trying to say U.S. citizens can be secretly arrested and tortured. Everybody's going to read the John Yoo White House memos and the Alberto Gonzalez memos where you said you can rip children apart with pliers sexually. Everybody's going to read the Army reports how you rape people with acid and huge objects. You people are sick filth, and you sold out. You decided to sign on the dotted line and defend all this, and now all you can do is keep defending it and keep going along with it. We haven't even begun to fight. We are the real Americans defending this republic, and we're defending Ireland's sovereignty and England's sovereignty and every other sovereign nation. We're not the New World Order. And I, you know, we need support from the listeners. We need to be admired for the work we're doing. Those of us like myself and Mark Dice and Luke Radowski, where we have the police walk up and say that cameras are guns and backpacks are bombs and we're going to set you up. We have police that come up on video and say, we're going to set you up. You realize how much danger we're in? You realize how surveilled we are? You realize all the disinfo attacks we go through? Why do you think that? We are on the front lines doing a good job of defending this country and actually having an effect. We're giving everything we got to this country and to you out there. Everything we said came true. Everything we've done's been right. We've done an incredible job. And you know what? I like taking enemy attacks like this because it means we're hurting them bad. And you can tell that little traitor is scared. Listen to me, you criminal. If any of us get hurt, you're going to be held liable for it. You little piece of trash calling for murder. Unbelievable.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports as suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract.
To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com.
You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Warning! The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. Germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. Germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone. 800-492-1073. Payment plans available. 800-492-1073. Germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
I have never heard anything like it in my life. National radio host Michael Reagan called for the extrajudicial, no trial, the 9/11 truthers be killed. We just played the clip. He said we should all be taken out and killed. And he said, I'm serious. I want them dead. I will pay for the bullets. Kill us now. Ladies and gentlemen, this country is in the greatest crisis it's ever seen. If it falls, it will be a greater engine of evil than Nazi Germany was. It's already fallen to the Bush regime, and they've destroyed our name. They've destroyed our currency. They've destroyed our treasury. The Bill of Rights, the Constitution's being dismantled. The leader of the Tories resigned yesterday, saying that he basically discovered the government was setting up a dictatorship in England. Evil is moving across the face of the world, and in the midst of that evil, there are incredible patriots who I just get more and more respect for. Dennis Kucinich, I have to say, really is the leader now against this tyranny. I have to say that Ron Paul isn't even as strong as he is when it comes to speaking out. Ron Paul did sign on to the 35 articles of impeachment. We salute him for that. But I have to tell you, Dennis Kucinich, in this very dark climate, has courage that no one else in Congress, I've not seen it, and I assure you he needs our prayers, because this is a very wicked group, and the mainstream media has tried to ignore it. Cafferty and others on CNN and MSNBC with some of the other shows like Countdown with Overman have been calling for impeachment, but not really talking about the fact that Dennis Kucinich is pushing for it. The congressman joins us, very busy. He's with us for the next 25 minutes for the rest of this hour. You can go to Kucinich.house.gov and read the 35 articles of impeachment. You can also go to Infowars.com and see the YouTube clips of his speech he gave a few days ago. Dennis Kucinich, I just absolutely want to praise what you're doing for the Republic. It just, you really are doing something, as you know, that takes a lot of courage.
Alex, thank you very much for those kind words and for the honor of being on your show. Your listeners are particularly attuned to the erosion of democratic principles. And what led me to finally introduce these articles was the totality of the offenses and the ongoing violations and the possibility that we could even end up in another war based on lies. We are losing our country to lies, to erosion of our civil liberties. We've moved in a direction that's profoundly anti-democratic, and Congress has a constitutional responsibility to put a check on an executive abuse of power. That's what these articles of impeachment will do, and they not only set an historic benchmark for and an historic record for future generations, but they also send a message to whoever would be the next president that such usurpations and abuses are not going to be tolerated.
Congressman, just to break down for those that don't know the process, you basically have brought charges to the equivalent of the grand jury, which
That's
is
correct.
The House, which will then decide whether or not to indict. Then it will go to a trial in the Senate. If Richard Nixon, who did 1/100th, literally, of what Bush and his crime syndicate have done, and if Clinton deserved for what he did to be indicted in the House, there is no doubt that George Bush and his group of cronies must be indicted just to get our country's name back and to let the police and military know that what they've been ordered to do is illegal, because now we see the precedent set for all forms of tyranny. Can you walk through how important it is that people get behind this process, and how do we, you know, A, what has Bush and his crime syndicate done? B, how do we help you get this done?
Alex, the first thing that I want to say after listening to the way that you provided a capsule summary is that you yourself are someone who needs to be appreciated for your understanding of what's happening, your willingness to communicate it to people. So I thank you for understanding.
I thank
you for understanding the scope of the challenge that we face and for outlining it in the way that you have, because it essentially these charges have to be presented to the Judiciary Committee, which then will hopefully hold a hearing and send it to the House with a report, which then will be voted on. And if the president is impeached in the House, he would go on trial in the Senate. This is a moment where we have the opportunity to reclaim our government and to reclaim all that's good and right in America and what we stand for, not only with respect to each other, but what we stand for in the world. I love this country. I get chills when I watch the flag pass by in a parade. I feel I wear an American flag because a blind person gave it to me because it has USA in Braille on it. So then even a blind person would know I'm wearing this flag, because I love this country. I love the flag. I love what America has historically stood for. But I see our country as being destroyed by people who don't want to obey the law and just want to be a law to themselves. That's why there's got to be an accounting for the loss of lives of our soldiers that have been were sent there on a mission that was not based in truth. There's got to be an accounting for the injuries to them. There's got to be an accounting for the innocent Iraqis who have died, for the huge amounts of money that we're borrowing to be able to keep this war going, and every other president who has been held to a measure of accounting. Their offenses pale in comparison to the offenses of this president.
And you put out 35. Let's just cover five or six of what you think are most important. And they're all very important, of those 35, Congressman Dennis Kucinich.
Well, the ones that deal with Iraq really talk about manufacturing a false case for war. And it's been just demonstrated over and over that all the representations that were made that Iraq supposedly had weapons of mass destruction, posed an imminent threat, that it had something to do with 9/11 or Al-Qaeda's role in 9/11. All of those attempts to try to get the American people to believe that and an organized effort was made, in fact, were based in falsehood. And so a war of aggression was begun against a country that did not attack us. And such a war is in violation of international law, which puts George Bush within the reach of an international tribunal. This is why Congress needs to become involved. We cannot let other governments or other jurisdictions do our work for us. We need to look at the record and recognize that law has been violated and it has to become a matter of a systematic public examination. When that happens, you know, it's said that you shall know the truth and the truth shall set you free. This country will begin to be freed from the grip of fear, which has been placed its clammy hold on us since 9/11, and the capitalization on the events of 9/11 for political purposes will end, and we'll get our country back. This is about getting our country back, reestablishing the rule of law, getting back our civil liberties, putting aside, you know, enforcing posse comitatus, making sure there's no more torture, wiretapping, eavesdropping, or you know, any of the things that are un-American. We're going to reclaim America, and the impeachment resolution and the 35 articles are intent on doing just that.
You've got quite a few co-sponsors just a few days into this. Tell us about that process, sir.
The bill just went to judiciary yesterday, and Congress adjourned for the week early in the day. We have three co-sponsors. Congressman Wexler, Congresswomen Lee and Woolsey have co-sponsored. Next week will be an opportunity for people to become co-sponsors. I would ask your listeners to please call their member of Congress and indicate your support for co-sponsorship. I would ask everyone who's listening, please read the articles of impeachment, because the more conversant you are, the more fluent you'll be in talking to congressional staff about the urgency of members of Congress getting onto it. My information is available on my website at Kucinich.us, and certainly, you know, if you check, there's 100,000 places on the web by now that have information about the articles of impeachment. You know, this is a time for us all to get involved, and so what you can do is learn about it, read about it, be conversant in it, contact a member of Congress, make sure that they've read it, ask them to support the resolution, H.R. 1258, and then demand hearings. We have to have hearings. We cannot avert our eyes.
So that's the key. The hearings will open up this evidence. It will become a televised spectacle, which is what we need, so more people learn about the crimes that have committed. And by the way, you had to stop at 35. What about a million dead Iraqis? When you add it all together, frankly, I've got to say that yours is very measured, and I would call even conservative, as bad as the 35 are. Now, I had read that 25 congressmen and women had, quote, signed onto it. I've seen a media blurb. I guess that means they have publicly said they're supporting it. They just haven't had it.
They may be confused about that. That may have related to the Cheney impeachment. I'm not aware that we have 25 co-sponsors, but I will find that out immediately.
All right. How soon until we'll find out if we're able to force hearings in the House?
Well, here's what I've said. We need to start making calls, and all next week we need to be calling members of Congress and encouraging them to sign on, and also encouraging them to ask for hearings in Judiciary. I'm going to be meeting with the chairman of Judiciary and also with members of the Judiciary Committee, providing them with backup documentation for the charges that are in the articles. I feel it's important that they have a little bit of time to be able to read them and digest them and make a decision. I've made it clear, though, that in the face of statements by the House leadership that this thing is dead on arrival, that unlike other resolutions where, in fact, if you introduce a bill and it goes to committee and they don't hold hearings, it is dead, a privilege resolution is one that you can bring back again. So I've made it very clear, if there's no action within 30 days, I will come back with 60 articles of impeachment and stand on the House floor for 8 hours and read them, and so that the nation can once again hear what's going on.
Congressman, I could never imagine reading these 35 articles of impeachment a more provable case. I mean, in their own memos, their own executive orders, their own Pentagon battle plans, this the fake newscast, paying for fake media, agents of influence. I mean, here's an example. This morning I ran across a story that I'd forgotten about from a few months ago, London Guardian, Associated Press, where John McCain went to a fundraiser in London, raised hundreds of thousands of dollars, admitted it was illegal. There's no debating each count is a felony. And then he just said, so what? I mean, that's just another example of the government on every level is just going completely lawless. What has happened? It's like a...
Well, let me tell you. People who are U.S. expatriates, people who live in another country but are citizens of the United States, can contribute to the campaign of a federal candidate.
But they admitted these weren't U.S. citizens or expatriates.
Well, that's a whole different deal. I mean, I don't know. This first I've heard of it.
That was the Rothschild meeting, yes.
Wow. Well, but, you know, my concern here is that in upholding the rule of law, we are basically correcting the direction of our ship of state.
That's it. We're complicit if we don't do what you're doing right now. We have a moral obligation to get behind Dennis Kucinich.
Yeah, Alex, I appreciate that. I also want to say that I've just had my office check the impeachment resolution with respect to Vice President Cheney had 27 co-sponsors.
Okay.
Our bill that we've just introduced, and people had to put their name in as they, you know, were leaving for the break for the weekend. We have 3. So
good.
By next week, I'm confident as people hear from their constituents around the country that they'll come back and sign on.
Congressman, with trillions missing from the Pentagon, $3 trillion spent on the war, you haven't heard the clip, but we played it earlier, of Michael Reagan saying that 9/11 truthers should be taken out summarily and killed without trials, and he said, I will pay for the bullets. And I've seen similar rhetoric from these neocons in talk radio. It seems like they're cornered now and that they're more dangerous than ever. Can you speak? I mean, are you getting a sense, because you're up there in the catbird seat in Congress, that things are coming to a head right now?
We, you know, our country, these events over the last 7 years have really divided our country, and we need to find a way to unite. We can unite in truth. We need to understand that there's just deep concern that people have on all sides that things are unfair and that people are being unfairly accused. Well, that's why we need hearings to bring it all out.
Well, you've been championing the fact that we have the EPA report that the dust was deadly and they covered it up. Now they've had to basically admit a lot of that in scientific studies, and we're called traitors for even saying we should give health care to the firemen and police.
Well, I felt very you're correct in what you just said, but I will say this, that I feel strongly enough about bringing out the truth about 9/11 that I brought forth articles that that for the first time make 9/11 truth a serious discussion in articles of impeachment, the obstruction of the investigation into the attacks of 9/11, the fact that the administration repeatedly ignored and failed to respond to high-level intelligence warnings of a planned attack.
You've got them there, and they were caught lying to Congress on that.
And the fact that the 9/11, those who responded to 9/11, were not told of the dangers to their health, and so forth, and so they were encouraged to go forward without providing adequate protection. And that's an article as well, Endangering the Health of 9/11 First Responders. So,
Congressman, shifting gears, we don't have a lot of time with you because you've got the next segment. I know you're a confident, you know, manly guy. You don't like to talk about issues like this, but we know that we've had a lot of suspicious planes blowing up, people committing suicide, people falling downstairs who exposed different crime syndicates during Iran-Contra, during this administration, during other administrations. Are you worried about your safety bringing out impeachment now against Cheney and Bush? I mean, can you speak to that?
You know, in the 23rd Psalm, which is always worth reading, it says, though I walk through the valley of shadows, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. And I think we have to have confidence that that there is a spiritual dimension in life, which is always, you know, that we always move in. And when we do that, it's like whatever the will of that spiritual dimension is. Some call it God, and I'll call it God. Whatever the will of God is something that whatever will be. But I don't worry about that. I never worry about it.
Congressman, I'm getting from you that you're committed, that you're just going to do your duty, and the consequences belong to God.
I think yeah, we are here on this planet to do the work of God, that we, and you know, now some people will talk about it in the spiritual sense. Others will say we're aligning with a higher purpose. Well, however you want to describe it, I think that we're here for a higher purpose, and so I try to live that. And each of us has an opportunity to do it every day in the work that we do.
Congressman, final segment with you straight ahead. We'll be back in about 2 minutes, ladies and gentlemen. This is history you're seeing. We've all got to pray for the congressman.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new 2-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story that you have not been told from AnotherUntoldStory.com.
This is a story, actually a horrible story, a horrible historic story that took place with the Pilgrims in the 1600s. The Pilgrim leader William Bradford, governor of Plymouth Colony, called the father of American history, told of and wrote of this story. He called it a horrible case of. And we just won't yet tell you what it was a horrible case of. It was a crime committed by a young 16-year-old boy in the colony by the name of Thomas Gregor. A crime in the area of, shall we say, of a sexual nature. Maybe we should say of a sexual perversion. He was caught, convicted, even admitted guilt. What were they to do as a Christian civil body politic? What they did compared to what so-called Christians today would do shows that what is called and pawned off as Christianity today was not what existed in that Christian colony of yesterday's 1600s. What was young Thomas Gregor caught doing, and what did those real Christian men in their society do about it? Find out by going to AnotherUntoldStory.com. Learn of this horrible story and what was done about it. Most today would call what was done horrible, but they did it. Learn about it at AnotherUntoldStory.com.
For another untold story, go to AnotherUntoldStory.com. 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 AnotherUntoldStory.com.
Well, I'm not the kind to kiss and tell, but I've been seen with Farrah. I've never been with anything less than a...
All right, final segment with Congressman Kucinich. We salute him. We want to support his impeachment. Go learn the 35 articles. Learn what is documented and what's happening. Just amazing the courage he's got. And we were talking during the break just about how he's committed, and that's just the end of it. We got about 4 minutes. Anything else you think's key that people should know, Congressman?
That we're in a period where we need to reclaim our country. and that we cannot put on hold domestic law, international law, or constitutional law. There's no logical explanation for this impeachment being so, you know, put on the table, or put off the table. You know, this impeachment process can be very good for our country in kind of recalibrating our moral compass and helping to educate people as to what's going on and bringing about a consciousness shift that aligns us again with our basic principles upon which this country was founded. We have to break this Washington mindset that of insularity and unaccountability and reach out and reconnect with each other and with people all over the globe. And this isn't about Democrat or Republican. It's not about right or left. It's about the truth, and the truth doesn't have a political party.
Well, Congressman, I totally agree with you on that. We were talking during the break about how they're acting like cornered rats, but that shows that we're really having success here. And you know, when you talk about how this is the right thing to do, it is a fight between good and evil. There's no doubt true evil has reared its head in our time and our country, and I don't see how anybody out there would not get off the fence. What are some of the basic things that average Joes can do? I mean, go when their congressman or woman is in the local district.
First, it is important that everyone reads these articles because we need to be conversant in what, you know, what the issues are. The next thing is call your member of Congress and ask that member to read the articles and, after doing so, to sign on to House Resolution 1258. And then encourage us also the hearings in judiciary. Now, I have said, you know, people have said, well, this thing, they're not going to hold any hearings. This thing is a dead deal. I have said that I'll be back with 60 articles in a month if they don't hold any hearings. We're not going to let this go. This is not going to go away. We're going to continue to in our efforts to save this country from this calamity of deception and of anti-democratic behavior and destruction of the law, international law as well as domestic, and the destruction of our Constitution. I believe in America. I love this country.
I do too. Congressman, in closing, I would liken this to a new Declaration of Independence if people will rally to it and push it and expose it. And if we can get hearings, they will be brought down and we can get our name back. Do you agree with that statement?
I think that's right. Thank you so much, Alex.
Thank you, Congressman. Well, give out, you've got several websites. Which one should we visit?
Kucinich.us.
Kucinich.us.
And go in there. That's my website. If you sign up, we'll keep you posted on events as they unfold.
I know you're a very busy man. We've got about a minute left with you. Can we get you back on in the next few weeks?
We should talk. It would be good if we talked in another week or so we could bring you up to date. Maybe we should do it just before the 4th of July. That would be great.
All right. Congressman, thank you so much. And, again, we salute you. We're all behind you and right beside you. And say hi to your wife and great staff for us. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks to you and your listeners, Alex. Thank you.
Wow. There goes Congressman Dennis Kucinich. And, folks, I have criticized him on a few issues, but the guy is genuine. The guy is real. He is such a great speaker. He speaks from the heart and from history. And the enemy is completely out of control right now. They are very dangerous. They know they've wrecked this country. They know they've tripled the size of government. They know they've committed all these crimes, and they're going for broke. And I don't know what new events they're going to stage or what. We've got to keep them off balance. We've got to continue to expose the left-right paradigm. Just the economic crises is looming depression, mainstream news. These are the times that try men's souls, and I can hardly sleep lately, the way things are moving so fast. We'll be right back with a second hour. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Our beloved